You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. This is episode 3 of 3. I'm posting 3 episodes this week because I'm so excited. I'm assuming that this is probably going to go live on Friday, which means the event is over. So, but if you go to secretsofsuccess.com/atlas, I'll try to put a replay of it there. But that is basically me telling the story. I haven't done it live yet at the time I'm recording this, but I will have told you guys the story behind the manuscripts, the books. I'm going to show you guys videos of me inside of the green screen room where I'm, digitally put inside the library, walking around, showing you guys the vision of what's happening in the event center, all that kind of stuff. And like, oh, it's so cool. I guess it's most of the seats are probably sold out at this point. If not, this is when your last chance to get a seat license from me. But again, go to secretsofsuccess.com/atlas. This episode, I want to do one last cool thing. And basically, I had a lot of you guys who were messaging me about the pitch in Mexico, asking if they could see the video. And obviously, I don't have the video here, but I have the audio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you guys I'm going to play the audio of that presentation. And I wish you guys all see the visuals are amazing, right? You see the B-roll and all that kind of stuff. But the audio, you'll get most of the story from the audio as well. And so I'm going to put in the audio of the presentation of me doing a $1 million pitch. And hopefully it serves a couple of things. Number one, hopefully it'll help you guys to see what it looks like to create a $1 million offer. Number two, hopefully it'll help you guys with your storytelling. Like, how did Russell tell a story to raise $1 million? Like, what did that story look like? How does it sound? Things like that. And then lastly, for those of you guys who it is a good fit, hopefully you come and take me up on the opportunity to be an investor inside of the museum and be one of our seat license holders. So, and then worst case scenario, in August when we launch the Secrets of Success officially, I hope you guys all join us inside the members area to see the magic I've been cooking up for y'all. So it's going to be fun. So I'm going to play that right now. And this is actually going to be the audio of the entire session in Mexico. So you're going to hear me kind of setting it up for, again, I'm in a room with the Inner Circle and 2CCX. I'm going to be setting it up, explaining the video. Then I'll play the video, you can hear it, and then I'll come back and hear me give the offer. And again, I was so awkward on the offer because if you remember me telling the story before, I was like mapping out behind stage just like while the video was playing. And so forgive me for any awkwardness in my voice. It was excitement and nerves and anxiety and all the things. And if nothing else, hopefully it gives you guys a glimpse of like just taking a crazy shot. Like I was so scared. Like, what if everyone rejects me? What if they all get angry? What if they leave? What if? But we just did it, and it was awesome. So anyway, it's about 30 minutes long, I think, between me introing it, the video, and then me explaining it at the end. The order links that I mentioned, I think, are still there. I believe in that. If you're interested in getting a seat license, I think that'll take you, that page will redirect to the right page. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to cue up the video, the audio from the video of the $1 million offer. I hope you guys enjoy it. Appreciate you all. And someday I cannot wait to show you the final version of this vision I've been creating. It's exciting, and I think it's going to change the world. So thanks for your help and being part of it. And now we'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody.
So I got one last fun thing I want to do with you guys, if you're cool with that. Are you guys cool with something different?
Yeah.
Okay. I love like talking about sales and persuasion and storytelling, all these kind of things we've been talking about today. How many of you guys like seeing it in action? Okay. I remember one time, one of our very first Inner Circle Ignite events way back in the day, when I was teaching the Perfect Webinar, a lot of people still didn't believe me it worked. So we did an event like this, and I actually got a computer out, and I did a Perfect Webinar live in front of everybody, and it was like the coolest thing, and people got to see the actual thing happen in real life. And so I'm not doing that today because the internet's not good enough to do a live webinar for the next 90 minutes, but that would be really fun. Maybe we'll do that again in the future. I actually wanted to show you guys a video. I showed it to my Atlas group 2 days ago, which was fun. And there's kind of two purposes for this. Number one, there are 4 or 5 people in this room that I want to make a $1 million offer to. And so for you, this video is me pitching you. For everyone else, it's the video to watch me pitch a $1 million offer. How does that make you feel? Uncomfortable, excited, all the things? Because it makes me feel uncomfortable and excited and all the things. And so that's kind of the game plan for the next 20 minutes. It's a 20-minute video I want to show you guys. It also is going to be showing you guys kind of what I'm working on behind the scenes. I think for all of us, there's a time in our life where we feel like we've been called to do something. How many of us have felt that before in your lives? I think most of you guys have. That's why you're here. I remember the very first time I felt called in something in my life was when I started wrestling. Like, that was the first thing. It was the first, like, hero's journey I went on of, like, I'm going to become a wrestler. I want to be a state champ. And I worked and spent a decade of my life pursuing that mission and that goal. And, like, it was the greatest time of my life. When that goal started coming to an end and that journey was done, about time I met my wife. And that was my next mission. Like, I want to get married. And I want to have a family and kids. And that's been the last 21 years now of my life has been on that journey. Shortly afterwards, when I felt the call to, like, adventure for becoming an entrepreneur, and that journey, which has been now 2 decades in it, and it's been the ride of my life. I've been having so much fun with it. In fact, tomorrow night, my Midnight Mastermind, I'm talking a lot about Hero's Journey, and I think hopefully you guys will enjoy that. A couple of years ago, I was in Fiji with Tony Robbins. Some of you guys probably saw the YouTube video, and he asked me, he's like, if you were to sell ClickFunnels, what would you do next? And I was like, I don't know. I have nothing else to do. Like, this is what I do. And it got me thinking, like, what is the next thing? What's the next, like, what is next for me? I don't even know. And it took me 4 or 5 years. And then slowly over time, pieces started showing up and things started happening. And you guys have probably seen glimpses of it. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen that I bought a couple old books. I think in the last 2 years, close to 8,000 or 9,000 now. And most people think I'm a little crazy or unstable or what is Russell doing? But there's a vision and a method to the madness. And so this video is also going to show you guys what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and where I'm trying to go and what I think the next 2 decades of my life is going to be in the pursuit of, which I'm really excited for. So hopefully this video will help you from, like, seeing my vision of what I'm trying to do. Hopefully it'll inspire some of you guys. It'll show you, you have a chance to see me pitching a $1 million offer, which will be crazy. And for a few of you guys, it might be a good offer. And for the rest of you guys, hopefully you'll learn from watching the process as well. Does that sound like fun? Okay, so we're going to watch this video. It's about 20 minutes long, and then I'll come back on stage, and we'll go from there. So ready? Go.
What's up, Inner Circle, Atlas, Category Kings, also 2CCX, and everyone here at Mastermind Paradise? I want to make you a very special video today, because today I want to make you a $1 million offer. Now, before I tell you what that is, I want to give you some context and tell you a story. So, as you know, you've been hearing me talk about this thing that I'm building and voicing. This Russell guy keeps buying all these old books, and he's freaking out about it. Now I'm building a library. A library. All you guys know I'm building a 20,000 square foot library / museum for all my books. In the last 24 months, I've bought probably 8,000 or 9,000 books now. Spent over 8 figures on old first edition books. And you're probably thinking, like, either Russell is crazy or he has a vision for something really cool. And so I want to tell you the vision. As I was going through all of the Napoleon Hill stuff, right? In fact, these are some first edition manuscripts that were sent by the Napoleon Hill Foundation. They sent me manuscripts of books that haven't been published yet. As amazing as Outwitting the Devil is, Napoleon Hill wrote another book called Outwitting the Beast that nobody's seen. And I have manuscripts in my hand. And I've been going through all these things. It's fascinating. One of the things that Napoleon Hill tried to do, from the very beginning, he had a vision. He wanted to create a school for success. He knew that he was going to go and interview all of the most successful people on the planet. He was going to write this philosophy, and he spent 20 years doing that, and then he wrote The Laws of Success. And The Laws of Success was a hit. As the money started coming in, his first thing was to do is, I'm going to go establish a school for success. And he bought this huge land and had a house on it, and he was going to be building out a school, his whole vision for what he was going to create. And it was amazing. It was going to be the very first place, like a college that you could go to where you're not going to learn the stupid things don't actually matter, but you learn true success principles to create the next generation of wealthy people in the world. He was so excited for it. And then shortly after he bought the estate and everything, he had the vision what he was going to create.
The tremendous crowds which you see gathered outside the stock exchange are due to the greatest crash in the history of the New York Stock Exchange and market prices.
That's when there was the Depression, and he ended up losing the home, losing the land, losing everything, and the vision was put on hold. He literally worked with the presidents of the United States trying to solve the Depression. In fact, he was the one that gave Franklin D. Roosevelt the quote,
that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Which changed people out of the Depression and started bringing back prosperity. And then shortly afterwards, when he wrote the book, Thinking Grow Rich, which was written at the end of the Depression to help give people faith and hope, he wrote this book and it took off and it blew up. And then he decided, I'm going to go build a school of success. And he started working towards that again. And then next trial in his life hit and he lost it all and he wasn't able to. And fast forward through the rest of his life, he kept trying to go back to that goal, kept trying to go back to it. And eventually he retired. And a little while later, he met W. Clement Stone, who was someone who had read the book Think and Grow Rich and built one of the largest insurance companies on the planet based on the principles.
This is W. Clement Stone saying, I feel healthy. I feel happy. I I feel terrific.
W. Clement Stone and Point Hill partnered together, got a Point Hill out of retirement, and then they started a company together, teaching these philosophies again. And sure enough, right away, Point Hill's like, how do we build this into a school? How do we, you know, maybe it's a franchise, maybe we have schools all over the world. They kept trying to pursue this vision, but it never happened. And a couple years ago when I started this idea, I started buying these old books, and we bought the land to build the museum and the event center on, and all these things started happening. At first, the vision wasn't super clear, but I did know it was something related to that. The problem, though, with any type of school, it's like a physical school, is people have to come to the place. They have to come to Boise to go to physical school. They have to go to Ohio or wherever the school's at, right, to go and attend it, which limits you by geography and region and so many things. And if you really want to change the world, you can't create a school that's just in one spot. You have to create a school that's everywhere. And so I want you to imagine, it's the year 3000, and somebody decides they want to enroll in success school. And so they enroll, and what happens, they get a box in the mail, they open it up, and there's these amazing VR goggles. He puts on these VR goggles, and as he puts them on, instantly he's transformed into an actual location in Boise, Idaho, where there's this huge event center and there's a museum, and he walks in the front door and he walks around and sees all of the first edition books from all the greatest minds of our time. And they can walk over and literally grab the book and start flipping through it and reading these books digitally. And they walk in the event center and they see this amazing event center, they see the stage, and they sit down in one of the seats and they pull out the equivalent of a TV guide and they're like, oh my gosh, did you realize that Tony Robbins spoke here before he passed away? I want to watch that presentation. And they click a button, and in real time pops up, and you see Tony Robbins in 3D in that event center giving a 3-day event on his philosophy in life. And they have a chance to sit there and watch this thing. And then they sit and look at the person left and right of them and who's watching the same thing, and have conversations and dialogues, and go in the other room and have mastermind meetings and do this all virtually and take the glasses off. And that was one day in school. You know, we're lucky that all of us here have benefited from the works of amazing people who came before us, right? We're able to, like Tony Robbins say, take a decade of someone's life. Someone spends a year of their life trying to figure out health or relationships or how to grow a business or whatever it is, right? They spend all this time trying to learn this thing, and then they write a book and they leave it behind. And that book is their legacy. It's their gift to us from everything they learned during their entire life. And that's what we are creating, is we're creating something where all the greatest thought leaders of our time will have a chance to leave the legacy behind for the future. And so that's what I'm creating. I know it's kind of crazy. The investment so far on my side has been insane. Just acquiring the books and the original manuscripts and all these things. A lot of my mission obviously is helping you as entrepreneurs. And most of you guys are the people who someday should be presenting in this library, sharing your philosophies on life, on health, on relationships, on whatever it is that you are the best in the world at. And that's what this event center is created for us, for our people, for the 1% crazy who are crazy enough to think they can change the world. Because as you know, and I know, we're the only ones that actually can. And so that's kind of the vision of what's happening. Now, I want to take you guys inside the library to kind of show you what it looks like. And I keep calling it a library. It's closer to a museum, an event center. But I want to transform you guys and show you inside so you can see what we're building. If you look at now, after 3 years of dreaming and visualizing, working with architects to build out all the plans, the event center, it's a 20,000 square foot building. Half of the building is a library / museum holding the most rare first edition books and manuscripts from all the greatest thought leaders of all time. And on the other side is an actual event room where we can stand on stage, we can present, we can teach, we can train, we can capture all the ideas that are worth capturing and hearing about. It's really a spot for people to come to have a chance to like get away from the world and to think and to share and to talk and to be around people who are like them, who think like them, who act like them, so that our visions can grow even bigger. So I want to walk you through some of the cool things that you'll find when you walk through the doors the very first time. One of my favorite things is this statue set that I had commissioned.
So these are like a resin right now, but I painted them to look like, you know, what they might look like in a patina. I just can't wait to have those at full scale. I'm looking up at it. It's going to be, because, you know, you'll be like this tall. He's 8 feet tall. That's going to be awesome.
When I was first thinking about some brainstorming, I read the book Atlas Shrugged, and it talks all about the producers, the prime movers, the entrepreneurs of the world. They're the ones who are literally carrying the entire weight of the world on their shoulders. And it talks about what happens when society gets to the point where the government and outside things put so much pressure that it's no longer worth it for Atlas to continue to hold the world up, right? Well, he stands up and he shrugs and walks away. And that's kind of what this is Atlas shrugging and then walking away from the world. And you look like this is the progression of what can happen to entrepreneurs, prime movers. And my goal in everything I do in my business, you notice it from my books to the courses, the events, everything we do is all about supporting the prime movers, supporting those who are holding the weight of the world on their shoulders, because I don't want you to shrug and walk away. Your responsibility is great. The way you're changing your people's lives, I can't imagine what this world would be like without you. And so that's what this all symbolizes. We will have 9-foot versions of Atlas holding a 6-foot globe as a constant reminder of who this is for. It's for the prime movers, the driven, the people like you. After you get past the Atlas statues, then you'll have a chance to look in and see all the books. My goal with this was to try to find the history in these books, right? Again, manuscripts. Like, this is the first edition manuscript, an unpublished work by Napoleon Hill called The Secrets of Master Salesmanship. Like, this is literally something he typed on his typewriter. It's all of the stuff. In fact, this is the first edition of his typewriter. Like, Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, these books written on this actual typewriter. Like, those things are all in there. Dan Kennedy literally has signed in his will that when he or his fax machine dies, we'll have Dan Kennedy's actual fax machine in there. Like, we're finding all the artifacts for business, for success, or personal development that mean a lot to us as the prime movers. All the first editions, like the pre-first edition of Laws of Success, written 3 years before the actual Laws of Success was published. And there's only 2 known copies in the world, and only 1 that's signed, and we have it. It'll be in the library. So much of what is published nowadays at seminars and events and in books is a regurgitation from this person, or from this person, all the way down to like someone's quoting something from stage they read off an Instagram post and acting like they made it up. This is coming back to the beginning, the people that actually discovered this, and how did they find that? What were they thinking? And like, that's what this is all about. Instead of playing phone booth and learning from the influencers 30 levels deep, it's learning from the foundation, from the source of where these ideas first came from. Like, imagine coming here and spending a week in the library and reading from these manuscripts. Like, it's insane. It's magical. Like, just even being in this room for me, it's like spiritual. Like, it feels, there's a weird energy when you're here, because you're just like, wow, these are, you know, this is the life works of some of the greatest minds of our time, who transformed the world, who opened up the ability for us to do all the things we do today. We knew that as we were building this, it couldn't just be, you know, a normal room. We needed some really cool things. So in the center of the museum, when you walk in, there's a button you can push, and the floor actually will open up and reveal a spiral stairway that you can walk down. And as you walk down, some of the most rare books will be down there, protected by from humidity and from heat and from everything down there. And as you walk to the bottom of the spiral staircase, there'll be 1 chair. And there'll only be 1 person allowed a time there to go and have complete solitude. You know, Superman would go and he'd have his fortress of solitude where he could study and he could learn, he could be by himself. And this is that for the prime movers. When you have a chance to come, you could have a chance to be in there with your thoughts, with the greatest works of our time. And so that's what's happening right in the middle of the museum. Come on now. So cool. And then the third thing is, obviously, everything happening in the museum is what was left behind by the greatest minds who came before us. And the event center now is about capturing the minds we have today. The reasons why I want this museum to have these amazing things is because I want it to be able to attract the greatest minds of our time. You know, Tony Robbins or Jordan Peterson or Michael Jordan or Oprah or something. Say, hey, how would you like to come see the archives of the greatest success works ever created? And get them to come in to see these things. And after they're there, put them on stage and have a chance to capture their philosophy on life and success and personal development and things that change their lives as well. And when we capture them, I don't want to just capture this in like a video. Like, how many videos are on YouTube? Like, I want to make something special. The technology we'll be equipped in this room with, it will be able to capture everything in 3D. So that way in 2,000 years from now, when somebody in Africa or Australia decides to sign up for our school of success and they put on the VR goggles, they'll see and experience Tony Robbins the way that we all have a chance to experience live, in person, 3D, real. We don't want this just to be another video on YouTube. We want this to be an experience. Because, you know, like, going to an event and having that experience can change your life. You can get value from other ways, but man, there's nothing like experiencing that live. And so the entire event center is going to be a spot to capture people in as real life as possible, so we can extend them, their life, and their legacy for forever. All right, that brings us down to step number 3. As you know, there's a hook, there's a story, and I've got to make you an offer. I do this knowing full well that for most of you guys, this offer is not something that's going to be a good fit for you. But I do know that for some of you guys, this is the thing you're looking for. It's the reason why I've gone on the pursuit of this. Like, the question I keep asking myself is, how do I live forever? How do I extend my legacy? Like, I've spent so much time and energy. I don't want when I end that the work ends as well. I know that most of you guys who are here, the reason why you keep doing this is because you love what you do. This is a mission impact thing for you. And I've seen so many authors who had such a great legacy, and as soon as they passed away, it ended. There's very few authors who have outlived their lifespan. And somebody asked me in one of my Atlas meetings, said, why are you doing this, Russell? What is your purpose? And I said, the reason why, because I realized that if I can extend the life of these authors, then the vehicle I'll have to create to do that will extend my life as well. For some of you guys who see the vision that I do, and you want to extend your life and your legacy for forever, I want to give you an opportunity. It's a rare opportunity. It's only going to be here once, and then it'll be gone for forever. But it's an opportunity for you to become a founding member in the vision of what we're creating, and in by doing so, extend your legacy into the future forever as well. So what does that look like? Well, as I was thinking through this and researching it, Kevin Richards on my team told me a story about when the Rams were building their football stadium, they needed to raise $1 billion. I thought, well, how are we going to raise $1 billion to do this?
LA Rams and the Chargers are ready to start selling their premium seats at their new stadium in Inglewood.
The majority of its seats, if not all, will require a personal seat license or PSL.
Kevin was one of thousands and thousands of people who went and they pre-bought a seat inside the stadiums. And the way it works is anytime there's any event happening in the stadium, he owns those seats. So he has first right of refusal. So he still has to buy a ticket to the event. He doesn't get the seats for free, but he has the first right to buy the ticket to sit in his seats. If Britney Spears is coming in town, he gets a message a week earlier saying, hey, Britney Spears is coming. Do you want to reserve your seats? If he says yes, he gets first right refusal on those seats. If he says no, then the seats go to the open market and they sell them to somebody else. But he is first right refusal to those seats for as long as he holds that seat license. He spent $50,000 for those two seats, and they did that with the entire stadium and raised over $1 billion to build the stadium. As I looked at that model, I realized that that's something similar to what I want to do here. Inside the event center, there are a little over 100 seats. And obviously there's front row, which are way better than the second row, which are way better than the third row. What I want to offer you guys is the ability to buy a seat license where you would own the rights to that seat. You still have to buy tickets to the events that are happening, but you would have first right of refusal every single time. So for example, if we have a Tony Robbins event, Tony's coming for 3 days to teach his philosophy on success, you would have the first right of refusal to buy that seat. You buy the seat, you show up, and that is your seat. And if you don't want to take that seat, you can sell it to somebody else. Or if you just leave it alone, then we could sell it on the open market. But that would be your seat. You had a first right of refusal for any event. Now again, my goal is to bring the greatest minds of all time. So that means bringing Tony, bringing Oprah, bringing Jordan Peterson, bringing Michael Jordan, bringing like all the greatest minds in personal development, success in every genre. Like, I want to bring those people and have them present, which means you'd have first right refusal for any of those events. You would have that for every single thing that's happening here inside of the actual event center. So I wanted to make sure that this offer for you, despite the fact that you're getting your own seat with your name on it, so anyone who comes will see, like, this is that person's seat. Like, they'll know it's yours. On top of that, I was like, how do I make this so this offer is completely irresistible? So it's not just costing you money, but it's free, or it's better than free. And so inside of this, I wanted to build something that I think for some of you guys, this alone will make you as much or more money than your actual businesses today. Every single license that somebody has inside of this, it's gonna come a virtual seat license. What does that mean? Is that depending on which row your seat is, you may have 10, 20, or 30 virtual licenses to any of the events that are happening. So that means is you can tell your entire community, like, hey, I'm going to go hear Michael Jordan for 3 days, teach his philosophies on success and life. I've got 30 tickets where you can watch streaming with me. And then we're gonna do a mastermind afterwards and go deep, or whatever it is, right? And you can sell those tickets. You can sell those tickets for 10, 20, 30 grand a piece. It's significant, especially when you figure out for one event. And if we're doing an event every week or every other week or however often we're doing those, and every single time you can sell access to those, that benefit alone, I want you guys to understand, like, if we do 20 events over the year and you sell tickets to all 20 of those events to your people, or just it gets your highest level mastermind members to stick longer because of these amazing things you're giving them, you should be able to recoup your entire investment year number one. And then after that, every event we do afterwards is just pure profit in your pocket without any of the costs or the stress or anything. That's one way this becomes better than free for you. The second way, and this is depending on where you are, which row your seat is. So this isn't available for all the seats, but for those of you guys who are in the front row, you will also have a chance to do your 3-day event here at the actual event center. Now that means a couple of things. Number one, it's your event, means you will have the ability to sell access to your people to your event. Okay, so my guess is for most of you guys, you'll make at least $1 million just having people coming to experience you teaching yourself live. Okay, so that alone will again completely cover the investment of the seat. But number two, and this is what I think is even more important, is that we'll be filming it in our event center with all the 3D cameras and everything. And what will happen at the end is when it's done is you will be part of the event center. Your teachings, your philosophy, everything you shared on stage will be there. And that means, again, in 3,000 years from now, when the kid from Argentina pulls out a TV guide and he's like looking at Tony Robbins and sees your name, he clicks a button and boom, you're there teaching him live, even though you've been passed for so long. My goal with this is to make it better than free, but more so is to extend you and your legacy for forever. Those are some of the benefits. There's more, and I'll talk about that probably in a presentation or some slides or somewhere. I'm creating it for these authors who have passed on. I've created it for me to extend my legacy. I'm creating it for you because I believe in what you guys are doing. I believe in your message. I believe in your mission. Like, the reason why I kill myself every single day still is because I know that you have the ability to change people's lives if you can get your message out to the world. That's why we build ClickFunnels. That's why we write books. That's why we do all these things. But what about in 100 years from now or 500 years from now? Like, I don't want that legacy to end when you end, right? You're putting in the time, the effort. Like, there are people who are coming in the future who need what you have to say. And if we don't figure out ways to extend your legacy, then it could be gone forever. And so I want to invite you to become one of our founding members. Now, there's no hard pitch. If you're interested in something like this, let me know. There's only 100 seats in the entire event center as a whole, and we're only selling licenses the first two or three rows. And so if you think this is something that would make sense for you, the $1 million investment doesn't scare you to death. You realize and you know exactly how you can sell access to the seats. You know that your 2 or 3 day event will completely make the money back. If you know this is something that's going to be easier than free for you, then come let me know. Text me, Vox me, run up to me. The seats are going to be very, very limited. When we get back from Mastermind in Paradise, I'll be making this presentation to other friends. People who aren't here in the room with us today, but people like Tony Robbins, like Dean, like a lot of the other great thought leaders of our time, I'll be making personal presentations to them as well. So if you want the ability to have your name next to theirs and to mine and to these other authors in the library as one of our founding members, please let me know. I hope you enjoyed this presentation. Hopefully you've enjoyed everything you've learned so far. And if nothing else, hopefully you had a chance to see how to pitch and prepare $1 million offer and hopefully help you in your offers in the future. Thanks so much, you guys. I cannot wait to help you extend your legacy forever.
So that's what I've been working on behind the scenes for the last little bit. Anyway, we're going to break lunch in a second, but really quick, just for those who are interested, I'm going to break down what this looks like real quick. You guys cool with that? Probably spend 5 minutes. Anyway, this is one of those things, like when you create, you know, you go in like creation mode and everything's private and you're in your head and you're doing stuff. People are like, what is he working on? And then you make it public. It's like the scary thing where it's like, oh, anyway. So for me, I'm like sweating back there, nervous and excited and all the things, but this was what's happening and we're creating and it's happening no matter what. And so hopefully some of you guys, if you're interested or able to be part of it, it'd be really, really fun. So what I'm gonna do is kind of show you, I showed this again to the Atlas group the other day, and then they had a bunch of questions and like asking how to make the offer better and all sorts of stuff. And so I'm gonna go really quickly on a high level of an offer. For those who are interested in it, there's a place you can put a seat deposit in, and then that will break to lunch and we'll be done for the day. And then, so that's kind of game plan. So I don't have the clicker, so my team's gonna have to throw it up there. So this is what it looks like inside as they're working on it. These are the seats. And so we're gonna have the VIP section in the front and kind of the general section in the back. And so I'm gonna walk through what the offers. There's offers for the VIP and there's offers for the general session. So the VIP group, the first thing we're gonna do, when I pitched it to the Atlas group 3 days ago, and 4 or 5 of them have committed to it already, which is exciting. I told them they're each going to get a seat, but I decided for me to raise the money I need to finish the building and get the other collections I'm trying to acquire, there's actually a building where I can give each person 2 seats. Oh, Pedro's got excited. So what'll happen is, number one is, and it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis, so the first 3 rows, the first person will get to pick what 2 seats they want, second person gets second to, and kind of go through there until they're filled. So you get two seats that way. The biggest complaint was just like, I don't want to go by myself to these crazy events. I want to go with one of my friends or my spouse or my someone. And so instead of making everyone pay $2 million, I thought this would be easier. So that's number one, which I'm excited for, the 2 seats. And then for the general mission back in the back, row 4 and beyond, something that's not that far back, but you'll also, if the event room's smaller than this, it's amazing, it's intimate, it's going to be really, really cool, but also for general mission, there will be 2 seats in the general mission section as well. And kind of the way we'll break down the pricing is the VIP package, as I told you guys, is 1 million, and the general mission is 100K. So that's the first piece of it. But wait, there's more. Number 2 is the virtual seats. Do you guys understand what I was trying to explain there? Yes. It's pretty cool, right? It gives you the ability, like, if you have a mastermind group, you can be like, hey, I've got X amount of virtual seats to Michael Jordan. I'm going to give it to you guys because you're my favorite people. Or you can sell them or upsell them or whatever you want to do with them. In fact, Bill Allen was like, I could take these seats and I could just sell them to people right now to raise the money to pay for this, and then the seats are all free. So there's a lot of ways you could use those or leverage them and things like that. Basically, what we're going to do is, for anybody who is a VIP, you will have 40 virtual seats. To be able to use that you want. Over here, the virtual seats, you will get 20 virtual seats if you are in the general side of it.
Okay. Per event, per person, or just for the whole year?
Per event, yeah. So each event that's happening, you get the 40 seats. So yeah, I think a lot of people, like, you can make, that could be a full-time business, just like, hey, so-and-so's coming to the event center. I got 40 tickets. Let's auction them off and see how much money we can. Anyway, it could be a lot of fun. Or again, you could sell one of these 40 seats. You could sell that just to somebody, and that becomes their seat forever. And they pay you 100 grand for that, and you get 10 of those, and now it's free. I want to try to figure out how to make this as free as possible for all of you guys. So that's number 2. Number 3, you guys seen the Atlas statues? So there's the 9-foot Atlas going to be holding the way of the world on the shoulders. How many of you guys, when you see that, it's like, I, like you feel that. Like, that's a... And so we've been commissioning smaller ones. I have an 8-inch one in my office. You've seen the 8-inch holding a 6-inch globe. So anyone who gets the general admission, you will get one Atlas statue, the 8-inch one. For anyone who is over here, we have an 18-inch one, and we have a 30-inch one, which you can pick, because I don't think my wife would let me put a 30-inch one in my house, but it's really, really cool. But if she will agree to it, you should do that, or you can do the other one. So you can pick which one you want. So either the 18-inch or the 30-inch, or you can get 8-inch if you want as well. But you get the cool Atlas statue. Everyone's been begging me to buy these for me, because they keep seeing them, and I'm not selling them anymore. So this will be kind of a thing that you guys get as well. The next thing, this is something I didn't tell the Atlas members, but I think it would be really, really cool. Because one of the big questions is like, well, how do we make money with this now? I don't want to wait 2 years to get money back. Like, what's the biggest thing? And so I'm going to do something really cool. For anyone who invests right here, we're going to be doing probably, I don't know the details perfectly, but probably two events. One of them is going to be anyone who comes here will fly to Boise, and we will help you, not teach you, but we will literally build your linchpin for you. So we'll build your membership site and your MIFKEY. That'll be the first event. And you'll go home and you'll launch it and hopefully get all your money back. And then the next time you come out, we'll work on either the challenge webinar or the high ticket funnel. And it'll be a group thing. So the group of these people, which will give you a chance to network with everyone before the building's done. But it'll be done for you, or me and my team are building out that. So it'll probably be two and maybe three events depending on what it takes. But that'll be happening here. So if you want Russell and his team to help you build your thing out, like, that's the only way. And number two over here is those who are here will have a chance to watch it and stream it. And so you can like see what we're doing in real time. But obviously, this is more done with you. This is done for you. The next thing is Brad told me, like, this is awesome, Russell. But what happens if I give you $1 million and next week you get hit by a bus? And I was like, I don't think a bus could stop me. I would just stop it in its tracks. And he didn't believe me. So he said, what we can do is actually write a $20 million insurance policy on your head and have all the owners here be the beneficiary so that if I get hit by a bus in the next 5 years, because the only thing that's stopping this thing is if I'm not here. And that way what will happen is then you get your money back from there, which is nice. And it would last for, I can't remember what we talked about. These are details on the spreadsheet. I don't know. You'd have that insurance policy in place until everything was live and working and everything was cranking. At that point, it would revert back to my family. So that's kind of how that would work, to make sure that there's no loss if I'm not here, because as long as I'm here, it's going to happen. And the other cool thing, insurance, yeah, whatever that is. And then the last cool thing I'll put in there as well is the grand opening week. When we do this, I'm going to have the greatest speakers in the world there, and you guys will have a chance to be there for the whole grand opening week. So it's going to be me hanging out with you guys, telling you the stories of all the books, the manuscripts. You'll be able to hold them and read them. This is something that probably will never happen again because everything else will be under glass. And we have some cool things. I got the actual manuscript from Outwitting the Devil they gave me. There's a new book that Napoleon Hill wrote called Outwitting the Beast that nobody's ever read before. And I have the manuscripts of that. And things like that, you guys have a chance to actually come and see them and hold them and read them. And we'll be there for a week. We have some crazy speakers will come in. It'll be a really private, really intimate, really amazing kind of launch party that we'll do with just those who are part of it. So that's kind of the game plan. Again, for a lot of you guys, it's not going to make sense. For some of you guys, I think it would be really, really cool. I'm planning on making this offer and pitch. In fact, next week, we're flying out to where they filmed The Mandalorian in, like, the green screen room. I'm filming an entire video of me in the library walking around and, like, showing, hey, Tony, I think this seat would look really good for you, and, like, stuff like that. It's going to be nuts. So that's what's happening next week. But I wanted to just make this offer for any of you guys here because, obviously, you're my people and love to have any of you guys who are able to be there for this whole thing, and it'd be awesome. So that's kind of the game plan. I think there's a URL if anyone's interested. Basically, if you're interested, just so we know that you're actually interested, and I know how many seats we have or don't have, if you're coming this level, there's a spot you can put a $10,000 deposit in. It means you're in for here. And over here, there's a spot you put a $2,000 deposit in. And what's cool is I don't need all this money right now either. This is paid out over 2 years. And so basically what happened is when we get back, there'll be this amount will be broken up into four payments over 2 years. So you have time. You have time to find a partner and say, hey, I want this thing, but I don't want to pay $1 million. So you pay half, I pay half, and we got this thing. And then we're going to sell these seats, and now it's free for all of us. And you got time to kind of go through that. So this is where you'd go to lock in your seats if you want them. And then again, the first payment would be 25% of this would be coming out next month, and then every 6 months until we're done, and then the party happens. And then at that point, oh, and there's one other thing I forgot. For the VIPs, you guys will have a chance to do your own live event. I mentioned that as well. In the event center where you can sell tickets and you can do stuff, and this can be a spot where now you're also in 3D live forever. So that's the game plan. If you guys are interested, again, there's the order form, secretsuccess.com/legacy. And hopefully that was fun for you guys. That was fun for me. Thanks, you guys, and have a great time at lunch. Thanks, everybody.